Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Monday, everyone. Thanks for being with us. Well, I know you're not out there playing golf or doing anything else in Pennsylvania. It's not just the rain, it's the governor. So a buddy of mine texted me this information from our friend, State Representative Martina White, Republican, over in Northeast Philadelphia. And we just talked to Representative Bradford on the Democrat side that the allegation was out there, the Governor Wolf. Yeah, I'll give you some of these businesses to be open, but I need you to sign off on these 1,800 people being released from prison. Now, we don't want, you know, a virus going through the... We hear all that. But did you hear from him the ability to sign off on these 1,800? He kind of punted some of this to another expert. I'm tired of punting to experts. If I were in their position, Rachel Levine can say whatever she wants. I take that into account. Governor Wolf can say whatever he wants. But when I'm voting on my gut instincts and my constituents and my knowledge and my brain and heart about what's happening with our economy. And tomorrow is the first big vote on this. All right, State Representative Martina White with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Martina, welcome in.
Hey, good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well, Martina, this was already an incredibly voluble situation. Now, you have a lot of middle-class mom and pop. My God, where you are in Northeast Philadelphia might be the capital of this. So I'm sure, and I know you too, this is your genre, you know, knocking on doors and everything else. You're hearing it. You're on it. You're pushing back. But we saw you put out, I wouldn't call it a statement, Facebook, someone sent it to me, that the governor was trying to say, we'll open up some businesses if Republicans like you would sign off on releasing these 1,800 or more prisoners, I guess.
Sure. I mean, that was the piece of legislation that I guess got negotiated originally. And, you know, it's just not appropriate, I think, for the governor to be forcing people into political strong-arming, basically, to be voting in favor of releasing criminals during this crucial time in our constituents' lives. You know, they're already you know, frustrated enough that they have to be ordered to stay home for their own safety and health and well-being, that their children are you know, having to go through this with educational opportunities, you know, being limited in some ways. So, you know, I think to have on top of it, the governor advocating for prisoners to be released and potentially jeopardizing their lives is just completely inappropriate. And we don't put up with that kind of political, you know, types of activity out in Harrisburg. It's just unbelievable. And I think it's really funny that when, and I did listen in a little bit on the Bradford conversation that you had with him. You know, as soon as you ask him, well, can you guarantee that nobody's going to get hurt when these people are released? He fumbled it. He punted. And
yes,
people are tired of it.
We punted to an expert. But again, look, the guy that's running the prisons is not the expert on this. You got to look at this. On the surface, when you're releasing 1,800 people in one fell swoop, that's a bad move. If these periodically and there's review and we said this category, they're more of a risk in prison spreading the virus versus being out there. But the DUI people, I don't care how you try to restrict them. If you're in jail, Martina, you got to do a lot in Pennsylvania, right, to be in jail for a DUI. I mean, the laws are not stringent enough. Somehow or another, these people violate this routinely. For them to be in prison, they have to have done something in a serial fashion, I would think.
Not just that, Dom. And yes, you know, it's interesting to see some of the legislation or laws that are in place out there that still allow for multiple DUIs to take place and the person still gets to walk the streets. But, you know, I think we try to strike a balance. We try to be bipartisan and work through some of these issues in a very, you know, responsible way. But you look at just what happened up in New York. Governor Cuomo, last month, they went and released somebody from their prison. And just a few weeks after they were released, the guy beat up and robbed a 62-year-old man. I mean, it's just very unfortunate that these are the priorities of the Democrats, that the governor has made his priority instead of trying to find a way in which we can make sure that when our workforce does come out of this COVID-19, you know, very disruptive and scary health epidemic, pandemic, that they're going to have a workplace to go back to. You know, we right. have an incredible workforce. We have people who are so knowledgeable, so talented, have worked their lives to produce a value and added, you know, resources to our communities. They were able to provide food for their family. They were able to, you know, go mm-hmm. on a vacation. They were able to do the things that they wanted to do when our economy was booming. And now when we come out of this, we are facing one of the largest budget shortfalls in the history of Pennsylvania. We're going to be faced with enormous, we've already seen it. The unemployment compensation submissions are off the charts. To ignore those things and to just make it the top priority of the governor is to release prisoners in order to have this conversation about opening up our businesses, I think is really irresponsible. And I think it is political in some ways. And I think that's why we are kind of in the predicament that we're in, right. unfortunately.
Now, Martina, you are a very visible member of that House, you know, and I'm sure you're getting this stuff. I mean, I'm being overwhelmed with people documenting and sending me. It's been gardening places and pool companies the last couple of days, and two of them, names that I don't want to say because I don't want to reveal them, but they're household names for pools here locally, and they can't operate, and yet they see their competitor out there doing something. And then we start to look at contributions, et cetera. And yet this governor will not even talk to you and others about how all this is being done. It's not documented. It's not transparent. They won't put it up on the website. Why this pool company versus this one over here? There's no rhyme or reason other than favoritism of one sort or another here.
Sure. And, you know, this is what is also very frustrating, I think, for not only us as General Assembly, you know, House members, but for the public. You know, I think it's important to make sure that people in government are transparent, especially when they are given such large discretion under emergency powers to make decisions. And we need to continue to ensure that the people's voice, which is the House of Representatives, we are the closest to the people to express how they feel, what they're going through, and try to find the solutions that will work best for them. And for the governor to unilaterally just shut down the entire Commonwealth and then proceed to ignore the heeds and the calls and the warning signs that the people are sharing with him is really, really inconsiderate. I think that it has, as you say, it's been not very transparent at all. It's been arbitrary as to the determination as to which business gets open. And yeah, we've had instances where competitors are taking over another company's clients because they're telling them that, oh, guess what? So-and-so is not open anymore, but you can come and work with us. We are, because we got a waiver and we're open. And it's like, you know, you work your whole life to be able to open up a business, to be able to run your business successfully, to be able to employ other people and make sure that they can provide for their families, to only find that government has completely obliterated your opportunity here in America and here in the right. Pennsylvania under one foul swoop without giving you with no means to reopen, no clarification. And it's very, very frustrating. I can't even imagine.
Well, I hope, and I know you are, but I hope to you, because I'm told by several sources too, it's not just Democrats. Some of them were trying to turn to reason here, because I hear deep down they're just doing this because they have to stay in lockstep with Wolf. But some of these Republicans in the Southeast, Martina, I'm told, are being bullied by what you're going to vote on tomorrow if you vote yes under the federal essential businesses /CDC social distancing to reopen. You're just going to kill people. Are they really being bullied? Is it that bad versus the anger, the just pent-up anger that's incredible? I've never felt anything quite as much as people feeling both desperate and angry about what's happening to their livelihoods.
Yeah, you know, basically what we have seen is there's these Facebook ads and letters being sent to our inboxes saying basically that Republicans who vote in favor of this legislation are responsible for basically killing people because we...
Right.
I have never seen something so politically harsh and immoral in my life. I think it is completely inappropriate. Those organizations and that are sending those types of messages out obviously have a complete disregard for the state representatives that are working diligently to try to ensure that we do not have a governor who is acting in a fashion that does not consider the feelings of the people. We specifically made sure that we were able to vote from a remote location so that we could continue to be a voice on behalf of the people. There's many legislative bodies across the country who didn't actually have the opportunity to take action and hold their governors in check because they didn't have the remote ability to do so. And we had led the country in that regard as Pennsylvanians. People should be proud of that. They should be proud of their members and know that we are going to continue to fight for them and that we are going to do things in such a way that is respectful of life and responsible and is allowing businesses that are able to open in a safe manner to do so in a timely fashion. Because I think there have been many, many misconceived notions about what we stand for, but I can tell you right now, it is for the people of this Commonwealth. Republicans have always stood with working people, and we will continue to do so. And I think that it is irresponsible for those individuals who are continuing to promote such a politically wrong and an immoral message out there.
Well, I know that. That's part of your MO, and you can't say it enough, too, because the media is not going to give credit. And you with the local Republican Party now, that message that we're open to working individuals across the board, that's a big lie about you and about Republicans and the local Republican Party. So what time's the vote tomorrow? Do you know, or that's still unclear?
It's unclear at the moment the specific time of the actual vote, but I know that our leadership is intending for us to be out there in the morning. So.
Okay, perfect. Well, Martina, thank you. Thanks for breaking this down. Good luck tomorrow. I know that you'll come through as always.
Thank you very much, Dom. You guys take care out there.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.